Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q3 FY21 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a great pleasure to have with us the top management of Supreme Industries for Q3 conference call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, and Mr. Saboo, who is the Company Secretary and also looks at corporate affairs and investor relations. I now hand over the floor to Taparia ji. Over to you, sir, and a very big congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you very much, Shri Pujara ji. Good afternoon to all the friends. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial result for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2020. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 100,185 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,766 crore during the third quarter of the current year against sale of 101,393 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,356 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 10% and 30% respectively. The company sold 297,871 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 4,128 crore during the 9 months of the current year against sale of 308,321 tons and net product turnover of rupees 4,028 crore in the corresponding 9 months of previous year, resulting volume degrowth of about 3% and product value growth of 2% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,844 crore and rupees 455 crore as compared to rupees 1,374 crore and rupees 222 crore of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 34% and 105% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the 9 months of the current year amounted to rupees 4,273 crore and rupees 851 crore as compared to rupees 4,082 crore and rupees 587 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 5% and 45% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 401 crore and rupees 312 crore as compared to rupees 165 crore and rupees  123 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 143% and 154% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the 9 months of the current year amounted to rupees 684 crore and rupees 528 crore as compared to rupees 418 crore and rupees 350 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 64% and 51% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the third quarter of the current year ended 31st December 2020 as compared to the corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew about 9% in volume and 43% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 2% in volume and 3% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 32% in volume and 38% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 11% in volume and 12% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 758 crore during the current quarter as compared to rupees 568 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving a growth of 33%. The company has cash surplus of rupees 432 crore as on 31st December 2020 as against net borrowing of rupees 217 crore as on 31st March 2020. Business situation will become normal in all the segments where company is operating. Company achieved a volume and value growth of 10% and 30% respectively in the third quarter. The increase in volume sales, supported by increase in the business of value-added product, have improved operating margin to 21.53% compared to 16.11% of the previous year in the same quarter. The operating profit margin has improved significantly due to inventory gain on account of rapid price increase of PVC resin to the extent of around rupees 80 crore in this quarter. The crop situation in the country is normal, which has boosted the rural income. The rabi crop sowing is also being done in a larger area than the previous year. Company enjoyed good demand for its product from rural market and from tier 3 and tier 4 cities. In the current quarter, the demand also got a fillip from the housing market. Several policy initiatives have facilitated big sale of ready-to-occupy housing units. Demand for company's housing product has revived in metro cities. The demand for furniture and material handling products were higher compared to previous year. With a better uptake of consumer durable, the company enjoyed good demand for industrial component business. The company's packaging segment working was affected due to increase in raw material prices, which could be passed over with a time lag, which may happen in the current quarter. Company also introduced economy model of tarpaulin also in cross laminated film segment, having lower value addition. However, the overall demand for cross-laminated film product for the year is expected at a higher level. It may boost business to 21,000 ton in the current year compared to 17,000 ton in the previous year. Protecting packaging division in this segment is also fared better as demand has come from construction, consumer appliance, yoga mats and other segments. Plastic raw material prices remain at an elevated level. PVC resin prices have gone up by rupees 23 per kilo in the quarter, which is an increase of 25% in its prices. The PVC prices remain even now at the elevated level. At the increased price, there is demand resistance from agriculture segment. It is expected that resin price may start softening by March. The company's CAPEX plan is going smoothly, along with carried forward investment commitment of rupees 182 crore, the company made a plan to invest around rupees 400 crore in this year. The said investment is made mostly in its existing plant, where additional construction activities are going on at 7 sites. Company is also now putting up new plant at 3 locations. Land for these plants have already been acquired at Odisha and Tamil Nadu. In Assam, the plant is being constructed on a lease agreement basis. Company aims to put all these new plants in production in the year 2021-22. With a brief and overall summary for the quarter and 9 months of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, Ms. P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to the various queries led by all of you. Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hello.
Mr. Kashyap, sir, shall we start with the question and answer session?
Yeah, please start with the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and congratulations for a very strong performance.
Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is on the strong growth of about 34% that we have seen in the value-added portfolio. So just wanted to sort of get more clarity in terms of what led to this strong growth and how sustainable is this growth. That's my first question.
Sorry, say it again.
I'm saying, sir, what led to this strong growth in the value-added product portfolio? Is it across categories and how sustainable is this growth?
Across categories, principally any event, we had a growth in business of cross-laminated film product, which is all value-added item. Then we have introduced several new products in our plastic pipe segment, several new products in our furniture, several new products in our material handling system, and several new products in our potentially packaging product. All these combined introduction of new product has given us a boost by 190 crore rupees in a quarter.
Okay.
In the plastic piping system, the percentage share has gone up to 42%. Furniture also, it has gone up to around 52.5%. And cross-laminated, as sir has already told, it is 100%. Even the performance film division, the value-added percentage has gone up to 60%. So that's why for the quarter, it was 42.3%, as already explained. Yes.
Company focus is in all the segment. Our focus remains to introduce value-added product.
Sir, my second question is it possible to know what has been the growth on your agri portfolio? Because essentially we are hearing weakness and you also alluded to that. So is it possible to know how much was the growth on our agri pipe portfolio and essentially, is it just a postponement of demand or how should we look into that?
No, basically, in agri-pipe, as we know very well that agri-pipe are used for housing also in several states. But companies vanilla are requiring pipe. They are postponing because the prices have gone quite high. But we know very well that come 2nd of March, and during month of April and May, even at a reasonably elevated level, they will definitely like to invest money in developing the water source in the fields when all the fields become empty. And by the time, we also believe that the prices will come down to some extent. net PVC price has gone up since March by 42 rupees a kilo. We believe, and what we are advised, that prices definitely may not come down to that old level, but definitely it may come down to some level going forward in next 2-3 months. So we believe that in the month of second half March onwards, the demand should revive in agriculture sector. Presently, demand is very poor.
Sir, my last question is on our tank business. Is it possible to quantify how much was the contribution so far in the third quarter and the 9 months in FY21, and what is the capacity now, and what will be the new capacity in FY22?
I don't know whether I got numbers of Sabu, but definitely we are putting the tank facility in all the three new locations. By end of December this year, we will be manufacturing and supplying tanks from 8 locations. Today we are supplying from 5 locations. And we sell around 15-16 crore rupee tank every month presently. And going forward, we believe that this business will go on growing. So our is very high quality, and we will be in more locations, so we will have logistic advantage.
Great, sir. Thank you very much, and all the very best, and I'll come back in the queue for more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you, Nihal.
So my question is on the packaging product segment. Now, that's the only segment where we have seen very low single-digit volume and value growth. Can you quantify as to which segment within the packaging product segment that has led to this kind of numbers?
Which segment we're talking?
Packaging product segment, sir.
Packaging segment?
Yeah, so we have only 2% volume growth and 3% revenue growth in that segment. While in your opening remarks, you said silpaulin growth has been good. So whether protective packaging or performance films have led to
Silpaulin had a good growth, and protective packaging business also had a good growth, but we also have one division, performance packaging film. There's quite a lot of capacity came up at the time, and the prices of LDP has gone up very steeply at the time, so some business we didn't participate. That's why our business overall in packaging segment had a lower growth. But now in the current quarter, the prices of LDP started coming down, and we definitely will be showing better performance in this quarter.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
So good evening and congratulations on a great set of numbers. First question is, at this point in time, whether can we share any approximate guidance in terms of volumes or margins, whatever you're comfortable to give for the next year?
Well, I can only say one thing, that last year in the month of January, March, March month, the business was washed out. So in the current year, if the COVID situation remains in control as it is today, then January, March 21 will be better than January, March 2020. But in these uncertain times, precise guidance we find quite difficult to give. I can only share one number, that last year in January, March, the company had a sale of 1,403 crore rupees. This year, January, March 21, in the current position, our business will be better than 1,403 crore rupees.
I understand, sir. So my second question is regarding packaging, particularly the margins. Now that the company has introduced an economy model of tarpaulin, do you think that, structurally there could be some pressure on the packaging margins as this product scales up?
No, company, in our process of cross-laminated film, we generate quite a lot of scrap Earlier we were selling the discrete, then we felt that when we sell the discrete, we are not adding proper value, and we wanted to offer the consumer when they require a product which has got only 6 months lifetime, a lower thickness product, we can give them a lower cost just to add value to our customers. So that segment business in the current year, we are anticipated that we may do a business of around 2,000 tons. It is not going to be a large business, but it is going to be a business which meets the particular requirement of the consumers.
Understand. So my last question is regarding our present distribution and SKU strength, please.
How do you have numbers?
Yeah, I have the numbers.
Please.
See, the present overall company distribution strength as on 31/3/2020 is 31st December 2020 is 4001. Of that, piping we have 1373, material handling we have 205, furniture we have 1214, excess cross laminated we have 504, and protective packaging we have 705. Now this, as compared to 31/3/2020, it was overall 3567. So 3567 overall has gone to 4001. Thank you.
Understand. So, and our capacity breakup as well, please.
Yeah, capacity breakup also I'll give. The capacity, in fact, as on 31st December 2020 is for the plastic piping, it is 4,99,111. Basically, it includes piping, fitting, and roto molding. Industrial, it is 74,897. Packaging, it is 90,554. And consumer, that is furniture, is 29,848. So all in all, it is 6,94,409. Now this capacity will be the installed capacity as on 31st March 2021. Now as compared to 31st March 2020, the aggregate of all this was 6,35,969. So there is an increase of about 58,000, which basically was in piping system, which is basically piping, fitting, and roto molding.
Understand. So very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Also, thank you a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on very good set of numbers. I have two questions. Firstly, with respect to demand side, so we've seen sharp increase in PVC prices. So what sort of a demand impact are you seeing on your agri business and on your plumbing side business? Have you already started sort of resistance from distributors or from end user customer for picking up material?
Demand for all our products of piping is good except in agriculture segment. In agriculture segment, demand is quite weak now compared to last year in the same month. And other than agriculture segment, in housing segment, we are getting demand now from throughout the country. Earlier, demand was weak from metro cities. Now the demand is coming from metro cities also.
Sure. So agri would be down YOY, apart from that housing and all is up, like all the rest of your segments.
Agri as on today is quite dull.
Sure. And sir, what about DWC segment? Have you started seeing any pickup there from the government expenditure side?
DWC, the inquiries are coming. Our business has improved definitely, but we are very selective in participating. Our is a very high quality product. When we put BIS, our product qualifies to be BIS. And we believe that as people see the quality product, we will have more loading on our plant. Our current capacity is around 12,000 tons per year. And we believe that going forward, we will be able to utilize the full capacity. Currently, we are not utilizing full capacity of DWC.
Sir, one last question and second question here goes with respect to your tanks business. I know that you don't have the current numbers available, but what sort of margins are we currently making on this business, if not revenues? And do we have any vision to reach a particular number, let's say in next 3-5 years, if at all you can put that number in?
And when we are creating more capacity of tanks by going to more locations, as I told earlier,
right.
Currently we are supplying from 5 locations. We'll be adding 3 more locations by end of December 2021. And here the location is very important because the logistics plays a big role in the pricing and the affordability of the tank. We'll be supplying from 8 locations with a full range of the product. We anticipate our business will go on growing.
Right, but any vision on the number for like after 3 years or something, and what kind of margins are we making and any improvement that we see there because of additional of location?
No, our margins are quite okay, and the business of tank business is going quite well.
And actually, sure. As already explained, the margins on this tank business is all value-added margins.
Thanks a lot, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just 2 questions. What is a 9-month capex and what is the capex outlay for 21 and 21 estimated?
For 2021, we will be apart from including the carry forward investment of 182 crores, we will be over a sum of rupees 400 crores in the year 2021.
21 will be totally 400 crores. And
2021 combined. By end of March, we will be making, including carry forward, a commitment of 400 crore rupees. And all the plant for which we make a commitment, all may not be on production because some plants have a long delivery period. But we declare based on our commitment. And this commitment will be by around 400 crore by end of March 2021.
Okay. And so just one more thing. In terms of the industrial part of it, we see very sharp realization improvement and also healthy margin. So if you can just comment on that, how you look in the industrial part of the business?
Industrial product demand as of today is quite strong. We are adding capacity also in our existing plants. And the consumer durable demand is quite good with our customers. And so we are buying more and more volume of components from our company. But we are not opening any new site to make industrial components.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Mandashar from Optimum Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you comment on the business performance of Supreme Petro? I think it has been a very good performance due to the improved delta between polystyrene and styrene monomer. And sir, in the result, you have mentioned that Supreme Petro is going to go for a change in its object law. Can you comment on that also? What changes have been proposed?
Sorry, Supreme Petro
is now.
Sir, I would request you to mute your line while the management answers your question.
Yes.
There's a disturbance. Thank you.
Supreme Petro, we would capacity to produce 24,000 ton per year month of polystyrene and expanded polystyrene combined at both the locations, that is at Manali in Tamil Nadu and Amdosi in Maharashtra. After the closure of LG plant, there had some mishap unfortunately, and so they are not able to now operate the plant. We have been able to sell out our entire plant capacity. Earlier we were doing good quantity of export, but now just to cater domestic demand, we are exporting less than 1,000 tons per month and balance quantity. The plants are running full. We are able to produce around 24,000 tons a month, and everything is sold out in Indian market except 1,000 tons in export around. And we have taken in hand expansion program where we'll be putting another train of polystyrene and also revamping the capacity of our expandable polystyrene at Amdosi and Manali, and that is all going in properly and should be operational by December 21. Hello?
Hello.
Did I answer your question, please?
Yes. And, sir, are these the delta between styrene monomer and polystyrene sustainable? What is the trend right now? And so one more thing I had asked previously was that there is a change in the object of the Supreme Petro. I think there is a ballot voting that will happen later in the quarter, this current quarter. So what is the change which is expected to come?
Sorry, I didn't follow. What you asked?
The change in the object clause.
Actually, your voice is not clear. Please.
Yeah. So the change in the object clause of Supreme Petro. So in the result block, there is one resolution.
The object clause was prepared as of 30 years before.
Okay.
To come in line with the Company Act and to make it more comprehensive, this is only enabling provision.
Okay.
Yes, we are going to now start producing ABS and other styrenics. So we manage a comprehensive change in our object class.
And so the delta between polystyrene and styrene monomer, is it sustainable? What is the trend right now?
So delta between polystyrene and styrene was better last 2-3 months. So several new plants have closed down.
Okay.
No, what can we say? Because we are selling mostly in domestic market only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Baiti from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations to you for an excellent set of numbers. Sir, I have a couple of questions. First one is, if you can comment on the impact of inventory gains on your EBITDA margins overall, a broad number, and going forward, excluding these inventory gains, how do we see the sustainable margins going forward? That is, sir, my first question.
So I reply the question one by one only. In the third quarter, our operating margin gone up to 21.53%.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say 80 crore rupees was inventory gain, and if you divide the 80 crore rupees by the 1765 crore turnover,
mm-hmm.
it will come down by more than 4%.
Okay.
If I exclude inventory gain, the operating margin will be something close to 17%, 17.2%.
Okay. And, sir, my second...
Again, was only one time. It happened. Now, sometimes there may be inventory loss also.
Right. So, my second question is, like, looking at the current demand scenario and as well as your commentary, like, across all the segments except packaging side, all the segments you are seeing very good demand environment. And when I look at our CapEx and right now whatever capacity which we are having, are we running a risk of going short on capacity, looking at the demand scenario? And would be great if you can give some color on long-term CapEx or capacity addition guidance and whether there can be an inorganic opportunity also which you may pursue to add capacities.
We remain optimistic. We believe that country is now getting control on this COVID-19 situation.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that vaccination drive is going in a very constructive manner.
Mm-hmm.
We are quite optimistic that when the budget will come this time, it will give a big push definitely on infrastructure investment,
mm-hmm.
and also on healthcare spending.
Mm-hmm.
So that all augurs well mm-hmm. for the business going forward. Mm-hmm. And we are also seeing the farmers are quite active.
Mm-hmm.
And there was good rainfall for last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This year also monsoon forecast is going to come after some time.
Mm-hmm.
But even Rabi sowing is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And the crop is faring quite well.
Mm-hmm.
is the demand for all our products which are going into rural area and tier 3, tier 4 towns, we anticipate demand will be growing properly. And just to cater that expected increased demand, we are taking adequate step to have the capacity available for the year 21-22 and beyond. As we are being told already that we are making investment of around 400 crore rupees in this year. And that investment, I like to share with all of you, that investment focused on Nal Se Jal scheme, for which government is spending money every month. We will be making first time olefin molded fitting. We are also now going to make first time PEX pipe system and PERT piping system, which is a high quality piping system for plumbing to carry hot water. We are also introducing several new varieties in bath fitting also. And we are going to produce tanks from three new locations. They are all value-added products and we are investing money in all the segments.
Okay. Is there any upward revision in the CAPEX, sir, looking at the demand scenario or?
Sorry, CAPEX is planned because to meet the increased demand, the expected increased demand.
No, sir, going forward for FY22 and FY23, looking at the demand scenario, are you planning any additional capacity addition other than 400 crore, which has been, I think, announced?
Yeah, definitely, with all the investment will be still ready, which will still in place only in the 12 state of the country.
Okay.
There are 29 states in the country.
Okay.
We definitely will be putting plant going forward in more states.
Right, sir.
So our product is very intensive. We want to close to our customers.
Right, sir. That's helpful. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So this year we've seen good expansion in our distribution, and with these three new locations, we'll also have a good spread in terms of geographical presence. And lastly, we've also seen good acceptance in terms of our value-added products. So, sir, if you look at all these three aspects, how confident are we in terms of our volume growth as we enter FY22? Should we expect a double-digit volume growth on the back of these three triggers?
Yeah, Bhargav, as you rightly said, we are definitely penetrating into more areas of our country, but still there are thousands of tehsil where our reach is still quite weak. So our continued efforts are going on to make our presence felt in all the tehsil of the country. There are tehsil taluka, there are around 5,700, and we are not there in each of the tehsil and taluka even today. So we are going on penetrating into each tehsil, takes always time. We are going on increasing our retailers' number who are keeping our product in stock. We are also continuously increasing more SKUs. When we close the year, we will share with you how many additional SKUs have been added by the company in the year 2021. It's a continuous process and we will continuously grow in this direction.
And lastly, sir, on capital allocation, now that our net cash balance is already crossed 400 crores, how should we sort of look at in terms of capital allocation going forward?
Capital allocation will be made if the market, if the customer requires. We still continue to remain restricted to plastic product only. And whatever will be requirement of each segment, the company will be capable to invest money. Balance money, if they remain in the liquid form, it is the money of the shareholder remaining in the company's books.
Mr. Bhargav, I may add one point more here. Like the plumbers, basically for the piping system, are infrastructure and they are brand ambassadors. In fact, we have also started the insurance cover for the plumbers. So that is just to draw your attention actually on this point.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Taparia, you were saying something?
No, I covered it. No?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, just wanted to get some your sense around how should one look at the ROC on the incremental capex that you're doing, given that the proportion of value added would be higher and there are also, you know, most of them are greenfield projects. Some of them are also greenfield. So how should one look at the ROC from the incremental capacity that you're adding?
As we told earlier also, our ROC aim is it should remain about 25%. Now, in the last 1-2 years, it is hovering around 30%. Our desire is to improve it further over 30%. After all, as you heard in my opening remark, we are having construction activities in 7 sites, which is a brownfield expansion, greenfield expansion in 3 new sites, which will be happening over a period of 2 years. Whenever we are putting new sites, it is a full product complex, and that takes around 2 years to fulfill the requirement of that area to create capacities. We will be always alert on maintaining our ROC in a elevated level. We are not happy with our 28-29% ROC. We want to do more than 28-29%.
Sure. And so just one more observation. Your earlier cash flow generation used to be in that 400-500 crores range. Now, we have also increased the capacity intensity, and as they come on stream, the cash flow range which you will generate will more tend towards 800 to 1000 crores over the next 2 years. So such a large sum of cash flow when you will generate, how should one look at in terms of the intensity of capacity? Will it increase, or will you also look at exports? How should one look at your company more from a 2-3 year perspective onwards, given the large number of cash?
Structurally, I say that as on medium term also, we will remain restricted to plastic product only. So investment will be made in only plastic product only. We will have, if any inorganic expansion also, if we find any asset worthwhile, then we will make inorganic expansion, but that also has to be linked to plastic product. Otherwise, whatever money lying in the books, that is shareholder money, that board will decide if the money remains. If you are saying that you go to 1,000 crore, 1,500 crore, board will take appropriate decision. This is beneficial to all of us.
Sure. And so the inorganic, if at all you look at it, that has to also meet the threshold of that ROCs that you look at?
Definitely. Without ROC, no money is available.
Oh, fair enough. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question was on new product launches. Any specific update on BioFlock, which we had launched in 5 states? What is the progress over there? Secondly, we were expecting new agricultural films to be launched from the Khadol plant. So that's the first question, sir. Thank you.
No, BioFlock is still under observation. We have supplied, as I told earlier, we have supplied 212 pieces of BioFlock. And it takes a longer period to observe whether they are beneficial to the my users. Always one focus remains. Whatever product we sell, it must add value to my customers. So unless it is proven, we don't want to go aggressively in marketing BioFlock tanks. Presently, it is under observation.
Yes. It's a new agricultural films that we had new product launches from the Halol plant. Sir, what is the status over there?
What do you mean by agricultural product?
Sir, we are planning to launch new films from the Halol plant, the plant where we have LCD composer.
We are already launching an economy model of tarpaulin only.
Okay, tarpaulin.
Smaller size tarpaulin, 9x12, 15x12, or even 24x18, which is of lower thickness, which may have a shelf life of 6 months. We can put them to use only up to 6 months, but they are very low cost. In India, you have to supply product which is low cost also, considering the buying power of the our community. And there is less functional, so it is meeting the requirement.
Thank you so much. So my second question is, we do hear headline numbers on null sedal. These numbers are very big, which come from the budget. The expectation is, again, this year the numbers might double up. But sir, how should one look at the impact or the benefit that company like Supreme has on back of this? Is it possible, sir, if you can give some color, how the state government actually come up specifically with incremental capex after what the budgetary allocation also comes? So how it effectively benefits us? If you can highlight some product segments where we have been a beneficiary over last year, and if say the number doubles on allocation, how it will help us? Thank you.
And we are got the largest range of product in housing segment in the country in plastic, in plastics, and that are meant for expensive houses and also affordable houses. We offer all type of product for housing. We are also introducing this year olefin molded fitting, which are also connected with government scheme to provide null sedal to millions of houses in the country in over the next 3-4 year time. And that product also going to be very useful for meeting the requirement of null sedal very quickly. Government has got a very noble objective to provide null sedal in each house and will be supplying the fitting which is required for the system. Our focus remains on housing, and we are fully geared up to supply to the requirement of the consumers.
Thank you so much for the answers. I'll join back with you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Bhasin from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, first question
is about the value-added product portfolio share in the piping segment. Mr. Babuji said that, it's about 43.8-43%. So does it happen that when the PVC prices will correct, because today PVC prices are leading to high margins, the value-added product share can also come down?
No, PVC pipe pricing will be affected mostly in PVC pipe price. And PVC pipe, generally, they don't go into a value-added item. The price will go up, so margin remains very narrow only. More money only.
Okay, because I was thinking that because you have a very high margin from inventory gains could have led to an increase in VAP share. Is that the case or no, sir?
Inventory gain is coming because we sell quite a large volume of PVC, but pipe has not given any. Pipe is not coming into inventory gain segment. Only very some special type of pipe that we make, they only come into value-added item. Otherwise, very piping is a big business. Then our share would have gone very high. It has gone up if you compare the third quarter. Last year was 41.87% and this year was 42.90%.
Okay. Sir, second question is, in the piping segment, do you think you are gaining market share in CPVC and PVC both? And if you could provide sense, who are you gaining market share from?
I can share the number only with you that in the country, 9 months PVC resin consumption has had a degrowth of 20.5%. And our company had a degrowth of PVC by 3.70%.
Mm-hmm.
PVC compound, the country in the 9 months had a degrowth of 13.5%. And our degrowth was 2.9%. We definitely reflect that we have got a increased market share in 9 months in PVC and CPVC.
Any sense on PVC pipe industry as such?
Because PVC resin, 76% are used for piping only.
Okay. Piping system. Mr. Bhasin, so there's a disturbance from your line. I would request you to mute your line.
Sure. So thanks for this. The last question is, Silpaulin revenues this year, what would they be? And what is the sustainable growth number? Is it 12-13% more in line with the long-term growth of the company like 13-14%? Or do you think now we are at a situation that we can go to 18-20% growth? Thank you.
We believe that we should go on growing 10-12% by volume only, I'm talking.
Sure, sir, sure.
Value is not in our hand.
Sure, sure. And
10% that should be sustainable.
Oh, and this is for the whole company or Silpaulin, sir?
No, I'm talking the whole company as you heard. Silpaulin, yes, this year we had a better growth. And we gave the number that we have 17,000 ton. We expect to sell 21,000 ton. Because not only in India now our Silpaulin products are getting better and better penetration into world market.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just one question, referring to the earlier discussion. Can you just tell us that how CPVC piping has behaved in this particular quarter, given that there is a significant price increase was there in the PVC side, but the CPVC prices are pretty much flat. So in terms of on a volume growth, has it done better than the overall piping growth?
Overall, I can share with you that country has degrowth of 13.5%.
This is the PVC, right?
Due to poor demand in housing in the first quarter, country has a degrowth of 13.5% of CPVC compound.
Okay.
And our company has a degrowth of 2.9%.
This is for the first 9 months?
I'm talking for 9 months.
Okay, sir.
We anticipate business to grow, so that's why we have created now more capacity. So several new additional CPC pipelines have been installed at Kharagpur and Malanpur and also at Jaisalmer. That means Bengal, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana.
Sure, sir. Sir, we have seen significant, as you mentioned, that the PVC prices has gone to $1,300. So has there been a price increase in the CPVC also?
CPVC, there is not commensurate to that, but there is some price increase.
There is some price increase. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
On the CapEx front, which you mentioned around 400 crore, this is for the current financial year, right?
Right, yeah, right.
Okay. And so for next financial year, what sort of CapEx you are, working on?
We will discuss in the month of April when we present the annual accounts.
Okay. No, any broad number that will remain between 300 to 400 crore?
We will give you the precise number, but we will then talk in the month of April.
Okay. Okay.
But yes, 21-22 will talk that time.
Okay. No issue, sir. And on the capacity breakup, can you please,
Sabu, can you help
tell those numbers for March 20 numbers?
Yeah.
March.
Sabu?
Yeah, I'm just.
Please.
Just a second. See, the March 20 which you are referring to, the plastic piping was 4,40,671. See, this plastic piping includes piping, fitting and roto molding.
Right.
And industrial products was 75,000 around.
Okay.
Packaging products was around 90,500.
Okay.
And consumer products is around 30,000.
30,000.
All in all, it is about 6,36,000.
Okay. And this new capacities which you mentioned currently around 6,95,000.
Yeah.
This will be by end of this financial year, right?
By end of this financial year.
Okay. Yes. And lastly, in terms of the industrial, we saw strong growth. So any particular segment which grew in strong or like all the three, two, three segments, you witnessed a strong demand growth?
Now, there is industrial segment, it constitutes industrial component and material handling system.
Right.
And due to the great growth in logistics for the e-commerce, online business,
mm-hmm.
big demand coming for pellets. We are very large producers of plastic pellets.
Right.
Large warehouses which are being created by the e-commerce companies.
Okay.
There is a big growth for the company.
Mm-hmm. And even in the consumer durables and all, you have witnessed similarly strong
numbers. Thereby our industrial components.
Yeah, in that segment, how has been the growth and also because for auto and consumer durables?
We are not in auto much. We are more in consumer appliances and there we have a good growth.
Okay. And material handling is also you are seeing good growth coming in from
yes,
that
yes,
segment. Okay. Okay, great sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap from Axis Capital Limited for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for participating in the call today. Due to time constraints, we couldn't take some of the questions and you can write in to Aditya or Mr. Sabu at Supreme and we will definitely answer the questions which are left unanswered. Thank you Taparia ji, Sabu ji and Somani ji for being on the call today.
Thank you, Kashyap. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much. Okay.